Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 16th. As we reported yesterday, former Governor John Hickenlooper released a YouTube video in which he announced that he is ending his campaign for the Democratic nomination for president. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Luke Runyon filed this story.
A little over 6 months ago, I announced my run for president. In almost every regard, this journey has been more exciting and more rewarding than I ever imagined. Although, of course, I did imagine a very different conclusion.
The former Colorado governor and Denver mayor made the announcement via YouTube video, where he's shown sitting on a sunny porch thanking his supporters. The news comes after days of speculation about his campaign's shaky future, amid lagging poll numbers and fundraising figures. Still, he isn't ruling out getting into the race to unseat incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner.
I've heard from so many Coloradans who want me to run for the United States Senate. They remind me how much is at stake for our country and our state. I intend to give that some serious thought.
Hickenlooper would join another crowded field of Democrats in that race. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett remains in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. I'm Luke Runyon.
In big urban areas, homeless residents usually have access to overnight shelters and meal kitchens. Those resources are often more scarce in Western Slope communities, however. After a popular kitchen for the homeless closes today, Montrose has stepped up recent efforts to help those in need. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson.
In Montrose, people needing a midday meal now have a place they can go. Two local programs supporting the homeless, Shepherd's Hand and Montrose Lighthouse, will now be dishing up hot lunches 5 days a week at the United Methodist Church, according to a story in the Montrose Daily Press. Another food charity in Montrose, Christ Kitchen, had been serving daily lunches, but it recently lost its lease and is closed until it can find another location. Montrose, like many Western Slope communities, is facing increased levels of homelessness and hunger and a shortage of affordable housing. About 18% of Montrose residents fall below the poverty line, compared to about 12% statewide. The city has one homeless shelter that operates in the winter, with 30 beds. To provide additional beds, Montrose Lighthouse and Shepherd's Hand had recently sought to have a property on North Park Avenue in Montrose rezoned so that they could offer meals and an overnight shelter. But the City Council denied that request. The hot lunches start August 19th, according to the Montrose Daily Press. They'll be served from noon to 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Church at 19 South Park Avenue. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Despite high snowpack this past winter, the Colorado River's low reservoirs will trigger some provisions of a new drought plan. Luke Runyon has more for us today.
The drought contingency plan was put in place this spring, and it spells out a series of cutbacks in water deliveries to states along the river's lowest reaches, Arizona, Nevada, California, and Mexico. The river's biggest reservoir, Lake Mead, is still struggling to recover from a long-term drought, and its low level will cause the plan to be used for the first time in 2020. Jennifer Pitt is the Colorado River Program Director for the National Audubon Society.
One good year in the Colorado River Basin is typically not enough to fill up reservoirs when the reservoirs are half empty. That great winter and all the water yield off of that great snowpack is not enough to fill the Colorado River's reservoirs, which today hover around 55% of capacity.
Still, many users are already conserving the amount of water spelled out in the planned series of reductions. That makes the moment largely symbolic, where Southwest Water users for the first time have agreed to use less from the river that supplies 40 million people in the western U.S. I'm Luke Runyon.
And in another story we've been following from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Colorado Springs police have released body cam video showing Devon Bailey being shot by police. As KUNC's Lee Patterson reports, the 19-year-old was black. The officers are white.
On August 3rd, El Paso County Sheriff's Office says officers responded to a call about a robbery in Colorado Springs. The person who reported being robbed identified two suspects, The body cam video shows officers talking with two young men. One of them is Devon Bailey.
So we got a report of two people, similar descriptions, possibly having a gun, all right? So don't reach for your waist. We're going to just make sure that you don't have a weapon, all right?
Then the video shows Bailey running and being shot in the back. The sheriff's office said that during the encounter, one suspect had reached for a gun. In the body cam video, officers appear to find a gun between Bailey's legs. State data show that between 2010 and 2018, law enforcement reported 352 shooting incidents like this one. Nearly half of citizens were killed. I'm Lee Patterson.
From a press release, the Delta County Department of Health reports that the first human case of West Nile virus for 2019 in the North Fork area has been identified. On August 9th, a female was diagnosed and is now recovering from West Nile virus febrile illness. August and September are typically the most common months that West Nile virus is reported. Health officials say most people bitten by a West Nile-infected mosquito show no symptoms of the illness. However, some people may develop symptoms 3 to 15 days after being bitten. About 1 in 5 infected persons will have mild illness with fever, and about 1 in 150 will become severely ill. Physicians are urged to test patients for West Nile virus if they show signs of fever, altered mental states, suspected meningitis or encephalitis, or sudden painless paralysis in the absence of stroke in the summer months. And according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, mosquitoes from two local traps in Mesa County tested positive for West Nile virus last week. Mesa County epidemiologist Chelsea Spacey said the August 5th tests show that there is West Nile circulating in the region at this time. She recommended folks stay indoors around dusk and dawn and wear long sleeves and pants when outside. And if you are outside, she recommended using EPA-approved insect repellent effective against mosquitoes. Look for one that contains DEET, picaridin, IR3535, 2-under-canone, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 16th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.